ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்காணி வாக் பிராணச்சக்ஷுஸ்ரோத்ரம் அதோ பலமிந்திரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் பிரம்மோபநிஷதம் மாஹம் பிரம்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா பிரம்ம நிராகரோத் அநிராகரணம் அஸ்து அநிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து ததாத்மனி நிரதே ய உபநிஷத்சு தர்மாஹ தே மயி சந்தும் தே மயி சந்தும். ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சாந்தோகி உபனிஷத் சாப்டர் 8 செக்ஷன் 2. லெட் அஸ் ரீட் மந்த்ரா 1. ச யதி பித்ருலோக காமோ பவதி சங்கல்பாதேவாஸ்ய பிதரஹா சமுத்திஷ்டந்தி தேன பித்ருலோகேன சம்பன்னோ மஹீயதே. ஸோ இன் தி செகண்ட் செக்ஷன், ஹவு திஸ் உபாசகா பிகம்ஸ் சத்யகாமஹா அண்ட் சத்ய சங்கல்பஹா க்ளோசர் டு ஈஸ்வரா இஸ் டாக்ட் அபவுட். சஹா யதி பித்ருலோக காமோ பவதி. Suppose the upasaka, he wants to experience the various people that he has been associated with, namely his family members, parents, forefathers and all that, whomsoever he loves, whichever pitrus he wanted to meet. These are all ancestors. Saha yadi pitruloka kamo bhavati. Loka here means objects of experience. So the word lokaha does not mean a world here, but it refers to bhoga vishayaha. Objects of experience. Suppose a person wants to experience his forefathers, parents, or anyone whom he likes, or any of the ancestors, then what happens? Sankalpa deva, by his mere sankalpa, all the forefathers are available for his mental, interaction with them. Not for other people, for him. They all will be available for him to interact. Sankalpa deva, asya pitaraha samuttishtanti. And he can interact with them, enjoy the transactions with them. And Shankaracharya, he later says, it's also covered in the Brahma Sutras also, we are going to see it later. So it is exactly like projection of a dream world. The only difference is what? The dream world that comes is not according to our choice. If it is according to our choice, it would be wonderful. But here it is something similar to the dream world. In the same sense, it is born out of his own mind and our thoughts. So it is comparable to the dream world, but it is according to his will and choice. Just as the dream, we do interact with objects and all that. Not only we interact, we also get pleasures and pains in dreams. Similarly, this upasaka can enjoy the interaction and the consequent experiences of pleasures. So, sankalpadeva asya pitaraha samuttishtanti. And not only that, the dream world can last only for a few seconds, which is not dependent on our will also. But for this upasaka, the sankalpa loka will last as long as he wants. How wonderful. In these respects, it is different from the swapna, the dream. So, pitaraha samuttishtanti. And consequently, தேன பித்ருலோகேன சம்பன்னா. ஸோ ஹீ இஸ் என்ரிச்ட் சம்பன்னா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தீஸ் இன்ட்ராக்ஷன்ஸ் வித் என்செஸ்டர்ஸ். என்ரிச் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஷியலி அண்ட் மஹியத்தே ஹீ பிகம்ஸ் கிரேட் ஹீ பிகம்ஸ் ஹாப்பி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தீஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸஸ். அண்ட் சப்போஸ் ஹீ இஸ் நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் த பித்ருலோகா பட் ஹீ லைக்ஸ் மாத்ருலோகா, தென் வாட் அபவுட் மாதா தி மதர்? ஷீ ஆல்சோ வில் கம். தட் இஸ் கிவன் இன் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா. அத்த ஏதி மாத்ருலோக காமோ பவதி சங்கல்பாதேவாஸ்ய மாதரஹா சமுத்திஷ்டந்தி தேன மாத்ருலோகேன சம்பன்னோ மஹீயதே. நெக்ஸ்ட் 7 or 8 ஸ்லோகாஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் டு பி சிமிலர் லைக் திஸ். அண்ட் ஆல் த வேர்ட்ஸ் இன் திஸ் மந்த்ரா ஆர் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி லைக் த ப்ரீவியஸ் மந்த்ரா. ஒன்லி ஹவு டு ரீப்ளேஸ் த வேர்ட் பித்ரு பை மாத்ரு. ஸோ இஃப் உபாசகா வாண்ட்ஸ் டு எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஹிஸ் மதர், கிராண்ட் மதர் ஆர் இன் ஒன் லைக் தேட், பை மியர் சங்கல்பா ஷீ வில் பி அவைலபிள் அண்ட் ஹீ கேன் இன்ட்ராக்ட் அண்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் வித் தம். ஸோ தேன மாத்ருலோகம் சம்பன்னா மஹியத்தே. அண்ட் சப்போஸ் ஹீ வாண்ட்ஸ் டு எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் பிரதர்ஸ், நோ ஃபாதர் ஆர் மதர் பட் க்ளோஸ் டு பிரதர். சம்டைம்ஸ் யூ நோ த பிரதர் மைட் ஹவ் ஈவன் பாஸ்ட் அவே. ஸோ இயர்லி பெர்ஹாப்ஸ். ஸோ ஹீ வுட் லைக் டு ரிவைவ் தட் காண்டாக்ட். தென் வாட் ஷுட் ஹீ டூ? Just sankalpa. What sankalpa? అత ఎది భ్రాతృలోక కామో భవతి సంకల్పాదేవాస్య ప్రాతరః సముత్తిష్ఠంతి తేన భ్రాతృలోకేన సంపన్నో మహీయతే. Similarly, if he wants to experience the brothers, he can relive those experiences, almost like action replay without a TV set. His mind itself can bring the world. Ata yadite swasru loka kamo bhavati sankalpa devasya swasara samuttishtanti tena swasru lokena sampannaha mahiyate. Almost similar, only difference is in place of brata, it is swasru. Swasru means the sisters. And sisters of not only this janma, but all the other janmas also. Then, atayadite sakiloka kamo bhavati sankalpade vasyam sakaya samuttishtanti tena sakilokena sampannaha mahiyate. If such a person is not interested in the family members, but he is interested in close friends, Chandogya Upanishad says, yadim sakilokaha, saki means your friends. So, males or females, sakiloka, sakiloka kamo bhavati, he gets the same world he wishes. Then, atayadite gandamalya loka kamo bhavati sankalpade vasyam gandamalye samuttishtataha tena gandamalya lokena sampannaha mahiyate. Not only various living beings, but even other sense objects of pleasures also will come for this upasaka at will. So, some of those sense pleasures are enumerated here. Gandamalya lokaha. What is that? The perfumes, etc. All the malya means what? The ornaments which a person would like to have. We can't perhaps buy them. They may be so expensive. But upasaka can have all those ornaments by mere sankalpa. Then, atayadi annapana loka kamo bhavati sankalpade vasyam annapane samuttishtataha tena annapana lokena sampannaha mahiyate. We can understand annapana means what? Food and drink. All types of foods and drinks, whatever he wants, they also will be available to him at will. Then, atayadi Gita Vaditra Loka Kamo Bhavati Sankalpade Vasyam Gita Vaditre Samuttishtataha Tena Gita Vaditra Lokena Sampannaha Mahiyate. So ornaments have been said and varieties of eatables have been mentioned. Now music, dance, entertainments, they are also mentioned here. Gita Vaditra means, Gita means music and Vaditra means music instrument. All the entertainments associated with those. So, whatever Upasaka wants, he can enjoy them also at will. And in Brahma Sutra, there is a discussion. It is by mere will or some kind of... the question is, by mere will he get it or some kind of effort is involved? That is the discussion in Brahma Sutra. We are going to see it. There it is said, no effort is involved for him. Because here also we do sankalpa that I should build a house. But mere sankalpa alone is not enough. It should be followed by time, effort, energy, yearning and all that. Between sankalpa and materialization, there is a gap. Sometimes it comes, sometimes it may take even decades. And some of our wishes are never fulfilled also throughout this life also. Whereas for the upasaka, there is no question of time, energy, money, delay, any of those. Instantaneously, they are fulfilled. For each of them, there are special sutras. In Brahma Sutra, these are all discussed here. Sankalpa deva tu tat shrutehe is the sutra. Sankalpa deva tu tat shrutehe is the sutra in Brahma Sutra. Here he satyas his me sankalpa matrena he gets all of them. Ata yadi stri loka kamo bhavati sankalpa devasyam striyastamuttishtantim tena stri lokena sampanno mahiyate. So, in this bhuloka, we experience the people all right, but it is a mixed crowd. Anywhere you go, there are males, there are females, children, all of them are mixed up. Suppose this upasaka wants an exclusive world of either males only or females only or children only, even those sankalpas he can fulfill. Previously, mixed up, now stri loka or purusha loka or children only loka, shishu loka kamo bhavati. He can get any type of world at will. Tena sampannoma hiyate. Chandogya Upanishad is tired of enumeration of each one individually. Therefore, the Upanishad says it could have been done before. But Upanishad, that's the style of the Upanishad. It now says, in short, whatever wishes he has, he can fulfill. So this is the last mantra of the Siddhi section. We are talking about Siddhi. If you remember, in the previous section, we talked about Siddhi, and this is the Siddhi section of Chandogya Upanishad. It's a unique section which we do not find in the other Upanishads. In Mundaka Upanishad, there is a brief mention. When we did Mundaka, we went through this in detail. Actually, in the third chapter, there is the first section, 10th shloka. Yam lokam manasas samvibhatim vishuddha sattvaha kamayate yagamscha kamanim tamtam lokam jayate tagamscha kamams tasmat atmagyam kharchayet bhutikamaha. It was a bhutikamaha. So that is the brief mention of Siddhi in Mundaka Upanishad. But here in Chandogya Upanishad, it is very elaborately discussed. Yamantam abhikamo bhavati yam kamam kamayate sosya sankalpa deva samuttishtati tena sampanno mahiyate. So in short, this is the 10th mantra of this section. In short, the advantage of this upasana is, instead of working and struggling and getting one object or the other, which is again time bound by this mere upasana, the whole cosmos consisting of all the 14 lokas are available for enjoyment. In fact, this is the greatest material pleasure that a person can imagine. So through physical effort, you will never be able to acquire all things. Even if you go on a world tour, you cannot complete all the places. And when you go to a particular place, on that day, perhaps it's a holiday, they will say, I saw all those places. And if you ask them, are you happy? Then they will say, no, that particular place I wanted to see, that was closed on that day because it was a holiday. So there was a band, whatever it is. In India, it's very common. And I have to make another tour to see that place. So you travel around the globe for several years, still you will be missing many objects. And even if I experience all pleasures on Bhuloka, I will still miss those in other lokas. Whereas this Upasaka is so great that everything belonging to all the 14 lokas one can experience at will. Therefore, this is the highest in sense pleasures. So Chandogya Upanishad says, yam antam abhikamo bhavati. Whichever part of the cosmos, the entire universe, not Bhuloka alone, antam refers to all the 14 lokas. Abhikamo bhavati, one desires to experience. And in any part of the universe also, yam kamam kamayate, whichever specific sense pleasure he wants to experience, saha asyam sankalpa devam samuttishtanti. Saha means what? That particular part of the cosmos and that particular sense pleasure, sankalpa deva samuttishtanti, it arises for him by mere sankalpa. And tena sankalpaha, he can materially enrich himself by those experiences. So this is the result of what? Dahara akasha upasana. We have to remember where we are. Dahara akasha upasana is the topic. So if it is performed with worldly desires, sakam upasanayaha palam is this. With this, the second section is over. Now we will enter the third section of the 8th chapter. Let us read. Mantra 1. Te ime satya kamaham anrutabhidhanaham teshagum satyanagum satam anrutamabhidhanam yoyo hyasya itapraithim ta nathamiha darshanaya labhate. So Chandogya Upanishad continues with the topic of the material worldly results. The upasaka can attain as a result of sakama upasana. Dharakasa upasana, sakama upasana. And what is the glory of this upasana? Most people in the world are interested in worldly pleasures, sense pleasures. All of them can be attained by the practice of the single upasana, which is a replacement for all the efforts that a person can put forth. Even though all these sense pleasures are available within his own heart, which he can bring this out through what? Satya kamaha, satya sankalpaha. All those things we should be familiar now. At will, he can bring out and enjoy. But the power nobody is trying to exploit at all when this is available to them. On the other hand, they are all struggling to get them from outside. Therefore, the essence of this mantra is, whatever sense pleasure is available outside, they are available within, in the Dharakasa. And even though his own heart is a treasure house of all these worldly pleasures also, human beings do not want to unearth this treasure of worldly pleasures. Now, the Upanishad comes down and says, even if you don't want moksha, does not matter. Even if you are interested in materialistic pleasures, you have got a shortcut. They are available within your own heart. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Thayime Satyakamaha. Satyakamaha means all the worldly sense pleasures. Here the word satya refers to the vyavaharika satya. Vyavaharika satyakama, sense pleasures. All the possible sense pleasures in the external world are available where? Within your own heart. Don't think they are all available only externally. So Thayime Satyakamaha. Where are they available? That we have to understand, they are all located in your own heart, inner heart. You can replay at will, but now they are all hidden, just as treasures are hidden under the ground. Similarly, the treasures which are within the heart, they are also hidden. Hidden by what? Anritha apidana. Apidana means concealment. Concealment, we say covering, cover, it's like a lid, covered. So here, what is the cover? It is anritham. Shankaracharya says, anritam is the misconception that the sense pleasures are available only outside. This is how Shankaracharya comments. Anritam is the misconception that the sense pleasures are available only outside. Then what is the fact? They are not available outside only, but they are available inside also. It's not outside only, available inside also. You can bring them into your mind. And remember, even if you are experiencing the external worldly pleasures like a dance or music, we think that dance and music are outside. But really speaking, you are not experiencing the outside world. All those objects have entered your mind in the form of thoughts. So what you are enjoying is not external music, but actually you are enjoying what? The external music which are available in the form of your own thoughts. And what is the proof for that? If music does not get converted into thoughts, for you, the music does not exist. Right? If the music does not get converted into thoughts, the music does not exist. Now, there may be a music program in a music academy or somewhere in Chennai, but you cannot enjoy it. Why? Because they have not been converted into your thoughts yet. Thus, always you are enjoying what? The world obtaining in your mind only. The ordinary person wants to generate the thoughts from outside, whereas this upasaka generates this music from inside. Therefore, both have same status only. You are enjoying only a mental world of thoughts. When you go to music academy, the mental world has been generated from outside. But for this upasaka, the same world is generated from Dharakasha as a result of what? The phalam of this upasana. And of these two, which one is less expensive or inexpensive? Now, in the TV also, world travel, there is a channel. Which one is expensive? One person stands in queue for tickets, and there are also a lot of disturbances. But here, the inexpensive one is what? From his own Dharakasa, the inner world, it can be generated wherever it is available. So Chandogya Upanishad says, human beings do not make use of this means of sense pleasures. Therefore, the Upanishad sympathizes with those people. So Satyakamaha, all worldly pleasures which are Dharakasha Vartamanaha, which are all in our own heart. But now Anritha Apidhanaha, they are all covered because of our own extrovertness and the misconception that we have to go outside for all of them. And the Upanishad says, Teshagum Satyanam Satham. And those internal enjoyment are as much real as external enjoyment. Teshanam Satyanagum Satham. Because the external enjoyments also will become enjoyments when? Only when they are converted into thoughts. they are also in the form of thoughts only. Here also Upasaka generates enjoyment in the form of thoughts only. That is why in the TV also, if they do not write whether it is a replay or not, for the experiencer, he does not know whether he is watching it live or replay. Suppose in a Wimbledon match, I like Wimbledon, sometimes because of rain or delay, so they will show a previous match. But suppose you do not know the result of that match, for you, there is no difference between live and not live match. In fact, they have no way of knowing that also. Similarly, remember the mind is like a TV. The thought world is the same. Whether it has come from external stimuli or from internal sankalpa, therefore both lokas are the same. Teshagum satyanagum satam. For those pleasures, anritam apidhanam. Literally, the word anritam means unreal. Ritam means real, anritam opposite. But in this context, extravertness of mind. That's what we should take. Because of that, he is missing the world within. But he has a desire to experience many things which are not available around. Like some people, you know, they may have relatives abroad and they may like to see them. And so they ask them to come here. So we have so many people and objects we want to experience. And if only we had this method, then we could have very easily experienced any relative or any friend anywhere in the cosmos. But these people are troubled. So Chandogya Upanishad says, Yo-yo hasetaha praithi. Some people, you know, he wants to experience all the people who are already dead and gone. Some people like that. So he is missing them. In fact, he would be happy to meet them, at least briefly. Even though the heart craves that person, this dear person is not available. He is missing. So hasyetaha ishtaha. So we supply the word ishtaha. Ishtaha means the dear ones, people who are dear to one. Itaha praithi. That person is gone. Praithi is gone, is dead and gone, and is not available around. And even though one can bring them from outside, one does not know the method. And therefore, one craves for interaction. Some people even ask, can I see them at least in dream? There is a desire. But what type of dream will come is not in our hands. So, tam iham darshanaya na labate. He would like to experience many things, has that craving, but not available. Whereas the Upasaka is most powerful person. In the Puranas, they talk about Trikala Drishti, Jnana Drishti of the Rishis. A Rishi closes his eyes and visualizes the past of the devotees in front. He reads out, in the past Janma, you were this, you were that, all that. He is able to see their future also. All because of varieties of Upasana and the Siddhis. But this ordinary person, he does not have this advantage. We'll go to next sloka, sloka 2. Ataya chasyeha jivaham yecha pretaya chanyate ichanna labate sarvam tadatra gatva vindate atrahyasyaite satya kamam anritapidhanaha tadyathapi hiranya nidhim nihitam akshetrajnyaha upari sancharanto navindeyuho evameva ima sarva prajaha aharahar gacchantyaha etam brahmalokam navindati anrutena hi pratyudhaha. From atha, first word atha, to anrutapidhanaha, we can take it as one sentence. And we can put a full stop there. So here, for the sake of understanding. So here the Upanishad says, there are many things and beings which are not available in front of our mind and sense organs. How many things can you now contact with the limited mind and sense organs? If I am looking in this direction, in another direction, I cannot see. If I am seeing behind, I cannot see in the front. Backside, not seen permanently. Actually, Swami Dayananda Swami says, there are many people who die without seeing their back at all. Unless you keep several mirrors and make an effort for that, we will never see our back the entire lifetime. And we die also. Because of such intrinsic limitations, many things are not available for bhoga. Bhoga means experience. But for this upasaka, there is no such restriction at all. And the Upanishad says, yacha asya iha. There are many near and dear ones for an individual who are jivaha. Jivaha means who are alive. Here jivaha refers to them, people who are alive. Many near and dear ones are alive, but still not available for interaction because they are physically away in another country or in another state far away. So this is one type not available. Asya, for an individual, jivaha, live relatives. And echa preta, and there are other people who are pretaha. They are also near and dear and you cannot contact or interact with them because they are pretaha. Pretaha means the departed souls. So previous ones are not yet departed but elsewhere. Therefore cannot be contacted. Or echam anyat ichan nalabate. There may be many other sense objects which a person desires, ichan, to see or interact, but they are not available around. Because they are away, maybe in some other country, so it may be a mountain, it may be a waterfall, it may be anything else. So jivaha and pretaha refer to sentient beings, yacha anyate refers to sense objects. In the same sloka, jivaha and pretaha refers to sentient beings, yacha anyate refers to sense objects. All are inaccessible because of various reasons. Anyat ichanna, even though he wants to interact with, na labhate, not accessible because of human limitation. But for the upasaka, such limitations do not exist. What does he do? Sarvam tadatra gatva vindate. Upasaka atra gatva, by entering the hridaya akashaha, dharakashaha, which is none other than Ishvara. This all we should be familiar now from the last lecture. So, Dharakasa is Ishwaraha, which is Sarva Adharaha, in which the whole creation is there. By his Satyakama and Satyasankalpaha, what does he do? Atragatva. Atragatva means Hridaya Akasham Gatva, which is Ishwara. By contacting Ishwara, Vindate, he is able to access it at will as a result of this particular Dharakasha Upasana. How is he able to access them? Because Atrahi Asya Yete Satyaha Kamaha. Atrahi, in this Hridaya Akasha itself, nowadays, you know, scientists, they talk about holograms and all that. It is a thing in which any part you take, it has got all of them inside. It's a wonderful, very beautiful thing, you know, they have found out. And they think that the whole creation may be a hologram. We can imagine it like a ball, perhaps. Any part of the hologram is not containing a part of total. Any part contains the totality within. It is something like the stem cell of an individual, for example. Uniqueness of stem cell is what? It is one cell in which all other cells are hidden. That is why the information is hidden. That is why stem cell research is becoming very, very important these days. These two you can study more and more. Wonderful revelations are coming these days, stem cells and holograms. And what is that? Any one part contains the total. Now Shastra says, the Hridaya Akasha, even though it appears as a part of the creation, within that the totality is there. The thing is what? We do not know how to access it within that. So, but Upasaka, what he says, he has the capacity to access that, and therefore atra asmin hologram madhye, stem cell madhye, hridaya akasha madhye, this satya kamaha. All the vyavaharika satya prapancha. Here the world satyam should not be taken as the paramarthika satyam, but it is vyavaharika satyam, as we mentioned earlier. It is not absolute reality but practical reality. And kamaha, kamaha what? Sense objects of human desires. All human desires. Atra. Atra means they are all very much there for tapping, for accessing. But what is the problem? Anritam apidanaha. But they are all concealed because of our extrovertness. So, tadyatapi hiranya nidim nihitam akshetrajnam uparyupari sancharanto navindeyuho. It gives an example actually. Like a poor man who has a small piece of land. He has got a small piece of land only, a barren land. He he cannot even use it to grow any crop or anything. They are extremely poor person. And he is wondering how to earn some wealth and procure my needs. That is what he is wondering. And imagine, under the ground, suppose there is a huge treasure. But he does not know the treasure. Therefore, he does not dig and unearth the treasure. Thus, in spite of being the owner of a rich treasure, now he happens to be the poorest person. What an irony. This is the example. Tad Yathapi. The story of a human being is like the story of this person, Tad Yathapi. Who is this person? One who has a kshetram. Kshetram means what? A small piece of land. But akshetrajnaha. But he does not know the hidden treasure underneath that kshetram. Akshetrajnaha, possessor of hidden treasure underneath his land. But who does not know the available treasure? And what type of treasure it is? Hiranya Nidhim, treasure of gold, or you can imagine diamond or even oil, petrol. It's called black gold. Imagine underneath there is that treasure. Hiranya Nidhim Nihitam. Nihitam, hidden treasure. So Akshetrajnaha, who do not know, Kshetrajnaha, Akshetrajnaha, who do not know, Na Vindeyuho, they are not able to access and enjoy that treasure, claim the richness, claim the wealth. They are going with a begging bowl. So Akshetrajnaha Upariupari Sancharantaha Api. Even though they are all repeatedly walking, Upariupari, repeatedly walking over the same land, they are not able to know. If only there is some treasure diviner, you know, you have heard about water diviner, petrol diviners, and all those people are there. The diviner, you know, he holds a rod made of a particular metal. And in a plastic bottle, he has some water. And keeping that water bottle and metal rod, this person walks all over. He might be some upasaka, perhaps, we don't know. Or punyajanma, purvajanma upasana he did. His body has got some speciality that when he walks over the water resource, actually, Swamiji says, you know, he has seen such things also. And I have also heard from people who are giving loans and all to many of these landowners or some of these people in the banks and all. They have also witnessed this. That rod violently moves. Even though the water is there, when Swamiji took that rod and walked up and down, nothing happened when he took it himself. But it was so violent when this person was taking it. Because of the violent movement, sometimes his hand even might get hurt. So violent is the movement. It is nihitam treasure. It is, he is able to know. The other people are not able to. Even with that rod, if they walk, they cannot find. So that person claims he can divine petrol also, it seems. In that plastic bottle, he fills petrol instead of water. So, and when he walks, whatever, wherever petrol is, it seems the rod goes down. These are all, this one, I have not seen myself, but people claim. Similarly, akshetrajnaha, those who do not know, evam evam imaha sarvaham prajaha. Just as these ignorant people, they move around, but still they do not know. Similarly, every jiva has got a treasure within. That, what is the treasure? Ishvara is the treasure. The treasure is the Ishvara with everything in himself. So every jiva has got that treasure within. So sarvaha prajaha. And Shastra says, this jiva is walking over this Hridaya Akasha every day. In fact, he goes to Hridaya Akasha every day. Every day means what? At what time? According to Shastra, during sleep, he goes through every day. We have withdrawn all our faculties at that time. Jnanendriyas, Karmendriyas, Antakaranas, all those faculties. And we go into what? Hridaya Akasha. Even though we are walking over the treasure daily, Chandogya Upanishad says, the human beings do not know the treasure within. Sata somya tada sampannaha bhavati, sumapito bhavati, tasmat enagam swapiti achakshate swagam hyapito bhavati. In the 6th chapter of Chandogya, we read this mantra. Jiva merges with Ishvara and experiences what? Advaitam. During sushupti, deep sleep. So we all have experience of Advaitam during sushupti. Therefore, Chandogya says, aharaha. Aharaha means daily. Gacchantyaha, the jiva approaches or enters ఏతం బ్రహ్మలోకం. హియర్ బ్రహ్మలోక రెఫర్స్ టు బ్రహ్మ చైతన్యం. సగుణ ఈశ్వర అష్టగుణ విశిష్ట సర్వ ఆధార ఈశ్వర. ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ వీ సా దిస్ అష్టగుణ విశిష్ట సర్వ ఆధార ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మలోక హియర్. అండ్ వేర్ ఇస్ దట్ ఈశ్వర? హృదయ ఆకాశ. దిస్ ఈశ్వర ది హృదయ ఆకాశ గచ్చంతి. ఎవ్రీ డే వీ ఎంటర్ బట్ వీ డోంట్ నో వాట్ ద ట్రెషర్ ఈస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధ. సో ఏతం బ్రహ్మలోకం హృదయాకాశం సగుణ ఈశ్వరం అదర్వైజ్ కాల్డ్ ప్రాజ్ఞ. దట్ ఇస్ అనదర్ నేమ్ ప్రాజ్ఞ, ప్రాజ్ఞాన్ ఈశ్వర. సో ఇఫ్ యూ రిమంబర్ ఇన్ మాండుక్యోపనిషత్ విషాదిస్ ఏషం సర్వేశ్వర ఏష సర్వజ్ఞ ఏషోంతర్యామి ఏష యోని సర్వస్య ప్రభవాప్యగౌ భూతానాం. సో ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది థర్డ్ పాద డిస్క్రిప్షన్ దట్ మాండుక్య ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ బట్ రెఫర్ టు దట్ నోట్స్. సో ఐ డో నాట్ నో వెదర్ యూనో యూ రిమెంబర్ ఆల్ దిస్ నౌ. ప్రాజ్ఞ ఈశ్వర ఐక్యం, దట్ వాస్ ద టాపిక్ ఎట్ ద టైమ్ దట్ వాస్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ ఇన్ ద సిక్స్త్ మంత్ర ఆఫ్ మాండుక్య. సో దట్ ప్రాజ్ఞ ఈశ్వర ఐక్యం వీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఎవరీ డే బట్ స్టిల్ నా విందతి హూ సర్వా ప్రజా ది ఎంటైర్ హ్యుమానిటీ దే డస్ దే డూ నాట్ డిస్కవర్ దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్. వై? అనృతేన హీం ప్రత్యూఢాహ బికాస్ దట్ ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ కన్సీల్డ్ బై అనృతం అజ్ఞాన. డ్యూరింగ్ సుషుప్తి అనృతం కెనాట్ బి ఇంటర్ప్రిటెడ్ అస్ ఎక్స్ట్రావర్ట్నెస్. దేర్ అవర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎక్స్ట్రావర్ట్నెస్ బికాస్ వీ హ్యావ్ విడ్డ్రాన్ ఇన్ టు అవర్ సెల్స్ డ్యూరింగ్ సుషుప్తి. దర్ ఫోర్ హియర్ ద వర్డ్ అనృతం మీన్స్ అజ్ఞానేన హి ప్రత్యూఢాహ. దే ఆర్ క్యారీడ్ అవే, దే డూ నాట్ డిస్కవర్. కంటిన్యూయింగ్ మంత్ర 3, సవ ఏష ఆత్మా హృది తస్య ఏతదేవ నిరుక్తం హృదయ హృదయ హృదయమితి తస్మాత్ హృదయం అహరహర్వా ఏవంవిత్ స్వర్గం లోకమేతి. సో హియర్ చాందోగ్య సేస్ బికాస్ ఈశ్వర హూ ఈస్ ద ట్రెషర్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎవరి వన్, ఈశ్వర ఈజ్ గివన్ ఏ టైటిల్ హియర్. అండ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది టైటిల్స్ ఈజ్ హృదయం ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. హృదయం, హృదయం ఇస్ హార్ట్ ఆల్సో, బట్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ ద వర్డ్ హృదయం ఈజ్ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్ యాజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఈశ్వర. వై ఈశ్వర హ్యాస్ సచ్ ఎ నేమ్? ద ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ ద రీజన్ ఈస్ హృది అయం, హృదయం. హృది అయం మీన్స్ దట్ లార్డ్ హూ అబ్టైన్స్, హూ ఈస్ యాక్సెసిబుల్ విదిన్ ది హార్ట్. సో ద వన్ హూ ఈస్ యాక్సెసిబుల్ విదిన్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ హృదయం. సో ది వెరీ డెరివేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్ హృదయం రివీల్స్ దట్ ఈశ్వర ఈస్ విదిన్ అస్. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ భగవద్గీత ఈశ్వర సర్వభూతానాం హృదేశే అర్జున తిష్టతి ఇస్ చెప్టర్. సో దట్ ఈస్ వై వెన్ ఎవర్ వీ డూ ఎ పూజ టు ది లార్డ్ వీ ఇన్వోక్ అపాన్ సమ్ సింబల్ ఆర్ ది అదర్. ఇట్ మే బి శివలింగ ఇట్ మే బి సాలగ్రామ ఆర్ అ టర్మరిక్ పౌడర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్. అండ్ అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ పూజ వీ ఇన్వోక్ ది లార్డ్ బై సేయింగ్ ప్రాణప్రతిష్ట మంత్ర, ప్రతిష్ట మంత్ర అసావాహితో భవ స్థాపితో భవ సన్నిరుద్ధ ఆల్ దోస్ మంత్రాస్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? వీ ఆర్ బ్రింగింగ్ ద లార్డ్ టు దాట్ పర్టిక్యులర్ ప్లేస్ ఆర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ దెన్ వర్షిప్ దాట్. అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద పూజ ఈస్ ఓవర్ వీ సే యథాస్థానం ప్రతిష్టాపయామి, వీ సెండ్ ద లార్డ్ బ్యాక్ టు హిజ్ ఓన్ ఆర్ హర్ ఓన్ అబోర్డ్. సో న్యాచురలీ ద క్వశ్చన్ విల్ బి వాట్? ఇఫ్ లార్డ్ ఈస్ బ్రాట్ హియర్ అండ్ సెండ్ బ్యాక్, వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్స్ ఒరిజినల్ రెసిడెన్స్? ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ ఈస్ ద లార్డ్ బ్రాట్ టు ఎ శివలింగ? వీ డూ నాట్ ఆస్క్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఆర్ వీ ఇమాజిన్ భగవాన్ ఈస్ బ్రాట్ ఫ్రమ్ సమ్ వైకుంఠ ఆర్ కైలాశ. బట్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద ట్రూత్? ద రెసిడెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఈస్ అవర్ ఓన్ హృదయం. బట్ వెన్ యూ వాంట్ టు డూ అభిషేకం అర్చన ఎట్సెట్రా, యూ టేక్ అవుట్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ డూ పూజాస్ అండ్ అగెయిన్ బ్రింగ్ బ్యాక్ ద లార్డ్ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ టు యువర్ హృదయం ఓన్లీ. అండ్ దెర్ ఆర్ సమ్ వీరశైవైట్స్, ఇట్ సీమ్స్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్ సమ్ ఇన్ దే ఆర్ కాల్ వీరశైవైట్స్, దే కీప్ అ శివలింగ ఆల్ ది టైమ్ ఇన్ దర్ మాలా ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, ఇన్ దర్ గార్లెండ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. దర్ ఇస్ అ స్మాల్ పాకెట్ విదిన్ దట్ ద లార్డ్ ఈస్ కెప్ట్, సచ్ అ బిగ్ లార్డ్. అండ్ వేర్ ఎవర్ దే గో దే క్యారీ ద లార్డ్. అండ్ వాట్ వీ సే హియర్ ఇస్ వాట్? ద ఒరిజినల్ రెసిడెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఈస్ హృదయం ఓన్లీ. దట్ ఈస్ వై ద లార్డ్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ హృదయం. అండ్ వై డూ యూ బ్రింగ్ ద లార్డ్ అవుట్? అదర్వైజ్ ఆల్ దీస్ పంచామృత అభిషేక్ కెనాట్ బి డన్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు పోర్ ఓవర్ యువర్ ఓన్ హెడ్ సార్. So only for convenience we keep the linga and do puja. Linga itself means a symbol. So therefore Chandraka Manisha says sava yesha atma, the previously described paramatma. And who is he? Sarva adhara ashta guna visishta paramatma kridi vartate, is very much present in our heart. Kridi means is the seventh case of hrid. So hrid means heart, kridi means in the heart. Therefore kridi vartate, vartate we have to supply, and we have to put a full stop there. And because the Lord is in the heart, tasya etat eva niruktam, niruktam. Tasya, for the Lord who is in the heart, etat eva niruktam. There is the following significant word, niruktam, means it is a significant word which reveals his nature. And what is that nature? What is that word? Hridayam. Why is he called Hridayam? We have to split it as Hridi, Ayam, Iti. Iti means since. Since the Paramatma is residing in the heart, Hridayam. Ayam. Ayam refers to Paramatma. Hridi means in the heart. So Hridi plus Ayam repeated several times becomes Hridayam. Hridi plus Ayam. Hridi, Ayam. Hridi, Ayam repeated several times becomes Hridayam. Yes, Mate Hridi, Ayam Vartate. Tasmat Hridayam Bhavati. That Lord is called Hridayam. And Evam with this Upasaka regularly merges into that Paramatma during sleep. So he says, Evam with him. This Hriday Upasaka or this Dharakasha Upasaka. Dharakasha Upasaka. Swargam Lokam Yeti. The word Swarga Loka, we have to be very careful. Swarga here means the inner Paramatma. And why is he called Swargam? The word Swarga means what? Ananda. The source of Ananda is called Swarga. The inner Paramananda is also, Paramatma also is source of Ananda. Therefore, Paramatma is called Swarga. And it is called Loka because this Paramatma is experience. Look at that, how the commentators write. For otherwise, we would never understand what is this Swarga here means. But the inner Paramatma, because it's also experienced here in this Lokas. So, Swargam Lokam. The inner Paramatma, Yete, the Upasaka merges into every day Aharaha. At what time? That we know the answer. So, Jivatma Upasakam during Sushupti merges into the inner Paramatma only. And why do we say so? In fact, Ajnanis, non-Upasakas, we can call them Ajnanis, non-Upasakas, they are also merging in deep sleep. Shankaracharya says, even though he also merges these, you know, non-Upasakas, Ajnanis, after waking up, he does not say, I was one with the Lord. He does not know that fact at all. Therefore, because of ignorance, it is as though he does not merge. But the Upasaka knows. So he considers Sushupti as a sacred avastha. Look at that. Deep sleep as a sacred avastha. That is why actually this Shiva Manasa Puja Acharya wrote a very beautiful grantha. Atmatvam girijamati sagacharam prana shariram graham pujate vishayopa bogarachana nidra samadhi stitihi. Very beautiful mantra. Shiva Manasa Puja. Sometimes if you have an occasion, you might try to recite once at least. So, an ordinary person does not look upon sleep as samadhi. Whereas for the upasakam, atmatvam, paramatma Shiva is within this heart, Hridaya Akasha. Therefore, Paramatma Shiva, Vishnu, whatever you want to call. Therefore, every time he goes to sleep, he looks upon it as what? Samadhi Avastha, Advaita Avastha, Nirvikalpa Samadhi Avastha, in which Jivatma has embraced Paramatma. In actually Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, we are going to see next. This is very elaborately discussed in Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. Tad yatha priyaya priya sampariswapataha swaptaha na bahyam kinchana vedam nantaram evam eva imaha. We are going to see the sloka at that time. Similarly, the jivatma has embraced the paramatma. Therefore, evam vithim aharaha swargam lokam eti. Continuing with the next mantra. Ataya yeshasam prasadaham asma chariraat samuttayam param jyoti rupasam upasampatyam svena rupena abinishpadyate ఏష ఆత్మేతి హోవాచ ఏతదమృతమ భయం ఏతద్ బ్రహ్మేతి తస్య హవా ఏతస్య బ్రహ్మణ నామ సత్యమితి. సో ఇన్ దిస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ మంత్ర విచ్ విల్ బి కోటెడ్ అగైన్ లేటర్, చాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్ సేస్, డ్యూరింగ్ సుషుప్తి దిస్ జీవాత్మ మెర్జెస్ ఇన్ టు పరమాత్మ అండ్ డ్యూరింగ్ వేకింగ్ అగైన్ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్. నౌ వి థింక్ దాట్ వి ఆర్ ది జీవాత్మ అండ్ పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ సంథింగ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఇన్ టు విచ్ వి ఆర్ మెర్జింగ్ డ్యూరింగ్ సుషుప్తి. హియర్ ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ రియలీ స్పీకింగ్ డ్యూరింగ్ సుషుప్తి వి ఆర్ వన్ విత్ పరమాత్మ, దాట్ అలోన్ ఈస్ అవర్ రియల్ నేచర్. సో నౌ వాట్ వీఆర్ సేయింగ్, వి ఆర్ జీవాత్మ, టెంపరర్లీ వి ఆర్ మెర్జింగ్ ఇన్ టు పరమాత్మ డ్యూరింగ్ సుషుప్తి. సో పరమాత్మ సీమ్స్ టు బీ డిఫరెంట్ ఇన్ దట్ కేస్ విచ్ వీ రీచ్ ఆర్ గో టు నౌ అండ్ దెన్. బట్ ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ రియలీ స్పీకింగ్ దిస్ పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ అవర్ రియల్ నేచర్ అండ్ జీవాత్మ ఈజ్ వాట్ అవర్ టెంపరరీ వేషం ఆర్ డిస్గైజ్ దట్ వీ హ్ పుట్ ఆన్. అండ్ దర్ఫోర్ ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ డ్యూరింగ్ సుషుప్తి జీవాత్మ హ్యాస్ మెర్జ్డ్ ఇట్స్ స్వరూపం. సో పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ నాట్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ బట్ పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ ది రియల్ నేచర్ అండ్ దర్ఫోర్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ అవర్ రియల్ నేచర్ ఓన్లీ డ్యూరింగ్ విచ్ అవస్థ వీ థింక్ నవ్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ అవర్ రియల్ నేచర్ హస్బెండ్ వైఫ్ మేనేజర్ ఆల్ మ్యాన్ యంగ్ ఉమెన్ ఓల్డ్ ఆల్ దాట్ దాట్ ఇండివిజువాలిటీ వీ థింక్ యాజ్ అవర్ రియల్ నేచర్ బట్ ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ ద ఇండివిజువాలిటీ ఈస్ అ వేషం గివన్ టు యూ బై గాడ్ టు ప్లే ది కాస్మిక్ ఎంటర్టైన్మెంట్ ఏ డ్రామా బేస్డ్ ఆన్ యువర్ ప్రారంభ అండ్ ది వేషం ఈస్ డిటర్మిన్డ్ బై ప్రారంభం బట్ నౌ అన్ఫార్చునేట్లీ యు ఆర్ టేకింగ్ దిస్ వేషం యాజ్ యువర్ రియల్ నేచర్ ద ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇస్ వాట్ జీవాత్మ ఈజ్ ఇన్ హిస్ రియల్ నేచర్ అబైడింగ్ ఇన్ పరమాత్మ స్వరూప డ్యూరింగ్ సుషుప్తి అండ్ దర్ఫోర్ దిస్ జీవాత్మ ఈజ్ గివన్ ఏ టైటిల్ సంప్రసాద సమ్యక్ ప్రసీదతి స్వస్య స్వరూపే ఇతి సంప్రసాద ద వన్ హూ అబైడ్స్ ఇన్ హిస్ రియల్ నేచర్ డ్యూరింగ్ సుషుప్తి ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సంప్రసాద ద వన్ హూ అబైడ్స్ ఇన్ హిస్ రియల్ నేచర్ దట్ ఇస్ ద టైటిల్ ఆఫ్ జీవాత్మ ఎస్పెషలీ దిస్ నేమ్ ఈస్ యూస్డ్ ఫర్ ది జీవాత్మ ఇన్ సుషుప్తి అవస్థ ప్రాజ్ఞ జీవ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సంప్రసాద బట్ లేటర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్టెండెడ్ టు విశ్వ అండ్ తైజస ఆల్సో దిస్ ప్రాజ్ఞ జీవ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సంప్రసాద వై బికాస్ హీ అబైడ్స్ ఇన్ హిస్ స్వరూపం దర్ఫోర్ చాందోగ్య సేస్ ఇట్ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ ది స్వరూప అవస్థానం ది అద్వైత నిష్ఠ ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ర దట్స్ వై వి సెడ్ ఇట్స్ అన్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ మంత్ర ఏ యా యహ ఏష సంప్రసాద ది స్లీపింగ్ జీవ ది ప్రాజ్ఞ జీవ విచ్ హ్యాస్ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ ఫ్రమ్ స్థూల సూక్ష్మ శరీర విచ్ హ్యాస్ డిసైడెంటిఫైడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది స్థూల సూక్ష్మ శరీరంస్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్ వన్స్ దట్ ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ ఇస్ గాన్ జీవ హ్యాస్ లాస్ట్ వాట్ జీవత్వం వెన్ యూ డిసైడెంటిఫై విత్ ది స్థూల సూక్ష్మ శరీరాస్ యూ హ్యావ్ లాస్ట్ ద జీవత్వం అట్లీస్ట్ టెంపరర్లీ అండ్ దిస్ ప్రాజ్ఞ జీవ వాట్ హీ డాస్ హీ సో అస్మాత్ శరీరాత్ సముత్య అస్మాత్ సో దిస్ ప్రాజ్ఞ జీవ లీవ్స్ దీస్ టూ బాడీస్ అస్మాత్ శరీరాత్ ద బాడీ సముత్య మీన్స్ వాట్ హీఈస్ యు నో ట్రాన్సెండింగ్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ అవుట్ బట్ హియర్ ద వర్డ్ గోయింగ్ అవుట్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి టేకింగ్ లిటరల్లీ అగైన్ యూ షుడ్ బి కేర్ఫుల్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ డ్రాపింగ్ ది ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ బాడీ ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద ప్రూఫ్ ఫర్ దాట్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ ద ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ విత్ ద బాడీ వీ హ్యావ్ జాగ్రత్ ప్రపంచ అనుభవ ద వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ బికాస్ వీ డిసైడెంటిఫై ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ బాడీ ఓన్లీ జాగ్రత్త అనుభవ ఈస్ రిసాల్వ్డ్ సిమిలర్లీ సూక్ష్మ శరీర అభిమాన ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ బీన్ డ్రాప్డ్ అగైన్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద ప్రూఫ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ వర్ దేర్ స్వప్న ప్రపంచ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద వాసనాస్ ఇన్ సూక్ష్మ శరీర సో ఇన్ సుషుప్తి నో డ్రీమ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ స్వప్నావస్థ వీ హ్యావ్ డ్రీమ్ సుషుప్తి నో డ్రీమ్ ఆల్సో అండ్ సిన్స్ ఐఎమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ జాగ్రత్త ప్రపంచ అండ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ స్వప్న ప్రపంచ ఆల్సో ద ప్రాజ్ఞ జీవ హ్యాస్ విత్డ్రాన్ ఫ్రమ్ శరీరద్వయం ది సూక్ష్మ శరీరం అండ్ స్థూల శరీరం డ్రాపింగ్ జీవత్వం అండ్ స్వేన రూపేణ దిస్ జీవాత్మ హ్యాస్ అటైన్డ్ ఇట్స్ రియల్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ లిమిట్లెస్నెస్ Only when I have sthula sharira abhimana, I feel localized in this hall. And during swapna, when I have sukshma sharira abhimana, then I feel localized within the swapna time and space. During sushupti, since I have withdrawn from both shariras, I do not have any localized experience. Ahankara has resolved. Even chidabhasa has resolved. I am using all these terms very liberally. I hope you are with me. Ahankara has resolved. Even chidabhasa has resolved. What is the proof? Chidabhasa will be active only when the mind is active. When the mind has resolved in sushupti, the chidabhasa also has resolved. The resolution may be temporary though. We are not bothered whether it is temporary or permanent. There is withdrawal. So, this sthula sharira abhimana, sukshma sharira abhimana and chidabhasa all are gone. So, knowerhood is gone. Jivatma is gone. During sushupti, how do I experience myself then? Tam sakshi pradana jivaha. I am sakshi pradana jivaha. During jagrat and supna avastha, I am chidabhasa pradana jivaha. But in sushupti, we will not say chidabhasa is absent. We will say, but it is in dormant form, resolved form. And when it is resolved, it is as good as non-existent. Therefore, in what form I am? Sakshi pradana jivaha I am in sushupti. Therefore, Chandogya says, svena rupena abhi nishpadyate. And this jiva assumes its real sakshi swarupam. And as we said earlier, we generally think our jagrat individuality, that is individuality in the waking state, the ahankara, is our real nature. Sushupti is an incidental, temporary experience. But what Upanishad says is, sushupti swarupam is our real nature. And this individuality is only incidental. Whatever vesham we have taken as real, and what is real we have taken as vesham. So whatever is vesham we have taken as real. So small change only, but has created havoc. So svena rupena, sakshi swarupena abhinishpadyate. And because I am in sakshi swarupa and jivatma chidabhasa they have resolved, that is why my fate or condition is nirvikalpaka rupam. In sushupti, I am free from all divisions. In sushupti, I am free from duality. I experience advaita nirvikalpa sakshi swarupam in sushupti. That is why Swami Dayananda repeatedly says, our problem is not lack of advaita anubhava. We do have advaita anubhava every day. Sometimes maybe in the middle of the class also. I just so jokingly say that. What we are lacking is advaita jnanam. And unfortunately, when we have advaita anubhava, at that time, we cannot get jnanam. Why? Because during advaita anubhava, mind is resolved. In the absence of the mind, where will you get jnanam? Mind is the locus. Therefore, advaita anubhava kalem, advaita jnanam na bhavati. Why? Because mind abhavati. Dvaita anubhava kale. Advaitam na bhavati. So why? We are in dvaita anubhava. And therefore what we require is what? Dvaita anubhava kale, we should study shastram and understand that the advaita anubhava in sushupti is my real nature. Look at this. Dvaita anubhava kale, as we are experiencing the world as is, we should learn the shastram and understand that advaita anubhava is sushupti. One should not be waiting for some anubhava to come somewhere. What do we require then? Dvaita anubhava. Then only guru and sishya are available. And during dvaita anubhava, with the help of shastra and guru, then I should understand the advaita anubhava that I get in sushupti is my real nature. That is the understanding I should gain. So for everyone, svena rupena, advaita rupena, nirvikalpaka rupena, sakshi rupena, abhinishpadyate, he comes. Param jyotihi rupaham sampadyate. And at that time, this jivatma has merged, within quotes, into param jyotihi, which is paramatma. So, 2 points during sushupti. Number one, I have come to my original nature of sakshi, the witness. And number two, not only I have come to my original nature of Sakshi, I have merged or oneness with Paramatma also. Both have happened. So Param Jyotihi Rupam Rupaham Sampatyate. The Jivatma experiences Paramatma. This is very, very elaborately actually analyzed in Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. When Sushupti is compared to Moksha itself, where Sushupti is actually in that Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam, Sushupti is compared to Moksha itself. Compared to Moksha, it is not Moksha, it is compared to Moksha, it should be clear. Because we wake up and get into problems also after Sushupti. Then the Upanishad says, if somebody has gone real to Moksha, no question of problems again. So, yesha atmeti hovacha, yeshaha means this pragnya jiva, who has disidentified from anatma upadis, the shariams and all, that alone is real atma, the real I. And not only it is the real I, yetat amritam abhayam yetat brahma iti, yetat amritam, this real I is immortal, amritam. And that is why in Sushupti, we do not experience even Desha and Kala, time and space. And where Kala is absent, where is the question of mortality? That is also not here, not there. So, Yetat Abhayam, this Jivatma is ever free from insecurity, ever secure. Abhayam, ever secure. And Chandra Yogamisha says, in fact, Yetat Brahma, Brahma iti, Yetat Brahma, this Jivatma, that is a Sakshi. Obtaining in Sushupti alone is Brahman. In fact, the 8th chapter of Panchadashi, Vidyarani Swami, I don't know when I will be able to do that, he gives a beautiful example. He says, during the daytime, imagine the sunlight is falling upon the wall. So, simply imagine, we can do that. The whole wall is pervaded by what? Samanya Surya Prakashaha, the general sunlight, and which is located all over the body. And he says, imagine somebody brings a mirror and throws the reflected patch of light on a particular area of the wall. So, upon that area, there is the reflected patch of light. Now, Vidyaranya asks the question, in that area where the bright patch of light is there, general sunlight is present there or not? That's the question. The general sunlight which pervades all over the wall, whether that is there on that reflected bright patch of light or not. And what would be the answer? The general sunlight is very much there, but what has happened is the general sunlight is overshadowed by the brighter patch of reflected light. Reflected sunlight is brighter than the original, and therefore Pratibimba Suryaha overshadows the Bimba Suryaha. And if you want to experience Samanya Surya there, what you should do? Just remove the mirror. The bright patch will go away. Then what is there? The dull original sunlight. Originally, origin was dull. Reflection was brighter. Original dull Samanya light is still there. And if this example is understood, our discussion also will become clear. In Sushupti, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, the Samanya Chaitanyam is very much there. And in Jagrat Avastha, not only the Sakshi Chaitanyam is present, over and above that, there is Chidabhasa also, which is bright and localized. And we are so preoccupied with Chidabhasa that we miss what? The Sakshi. And if you have to experience the Sakshi, what do? Remove the mirror, remove the reflection. And that is what we regularly do when? In Sushupti. And that Sakshi alone is Brahman. Therefore, we do not lack Sakshi Anubhava. We do not lack Advaita Anubhava. We do not lack Brahma Atma Aikya Anubhava. Everything we have experienced, we are experiencing. But we have not understood that it is our real nature. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Yetat Amritam, Yetat Abhayam, Yetat Brahma. And this Brahma alone, we are meditating upon in the Dharakasa Upasana. And this Upasaka discovers that Brahman alone, and after going to Brahma Loka, here itself, why cannot he study Vedanta actually? He goes to Brahma Loka to study that. Why he cannot study it here? he does not study Vedanta, he does not want to study here also. He meditates upon that Brahman in the Dharakasa all the time, it being his very Swarupam. That's what he has been meditating on that in Dharakasa. But all the time, it was his own Swarupam. He does not want to claim it. He wants to meditate and go to Brahmaloka. And there he wants to learn from Brahmaji himself. That is, so because we should not forget, where are we? We are, the topic is Upasana here. The topic is not Jnanam. So this topic is still Upasana. So this person wants to go to Brahmaloka and get Jnanam from Brahmaji himself. And so Upanishad now wants to glorify this Brahman, which is the object of meditation in the Dharakasha Upasana, as Dharakasam, which is our real nature, which we experience in Sushupti. And that Brahma, the Upasyam, the object of Upasana, the Upasyam, is going to be glorified in the following mantras. For that, the introduction is given at the end of this mantra. So, with Etad Brahmeti, we have to put a full stop. And Tasya Hava onwards, this Brahma Stuti starts. And what is the glory of Brahman? Tasya Hava, Etasya Brahmanaha. For that great Brahman, here Chandogya loosely uses the word Brahman for both Saguna Brahman and Nirguna Brahman. Actually, in certain areas, Apahata Papma, Najara, Namrityuho, etc. is Nirguna. We already saw that mantra earlier. Apahata Papma, Najara, Namrityuho, that is Nirguna also. And Satyaka Maha, Satya Sankalpaha, etc. refers to Saguna also. Both of them are mixed in this area. For that Brahman, the Paramatma Nama, that is a famous title, which reveals its glory. And what is the title? Satyam Iti Nama. It has got the title Satyam. The word Satyam is analyzed actually in Upanishads in several ways. And the word is split in different forms also. Etymologically, in Brihadaranyaka, you know, one type of splitting is done. Sat plus Yath is Satyam. In Brihadaranyaka's second chapter, the third Brahmanam. But here, Chandogya is going to etymologically derive the word Satyam in a particular way, which is given in the following mantra. That is a play of words. We are going to see that in the next webinar. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedan Chetya Pradishthitaha Tasya Prakriti Linaseya Parasa Maheshwara Sri Krishna Namastu Narayana.